When you have more than one computer and a broadband internet connection, such as cable or DSL, it makes a lot of sense to network. The primary benefit from doing this is that a network allows you to share the benefits of your broadband internet connection with all the machines on the same site. Each machine that you wish to connect to your network requires a network interface card, and these can be purchased relatively cheaply. However, if you have a large number of machines, then obviously the price will increase accordingly. There are a range of network interface devices on the market, some of which don't even require you to open the case of your PC. However, for the best performance and the least clutter, you probably would want to go for a traditional network card, which would be installed in the same way that you would perhaps have a sound card installed. The case of your PC would need to be opened, and the card would be inserted into one of your vacant PCI slots. Now, depending on your experience with PC hardware, you may or may not be comfortable with doing this yourself, and if you require assistance, then you should speak to your local computing dealer. It may be that one or more of your machines already has network ability. Certainly new machines these days seem to come with onboard LAN, LAN standing for Local Area Network. The connection will feel like a standard RJ45 socket, similar to those found on a regular modem, but you can't connect a telephone line here. The point being that if you want a network, you may not necessarily have to purchase network cards for all of your machines. It's worth checking the specification of your machine before you get started. Now, after years of waiting, a couple of months ago, DSL became available in my area, and it was time for me to do just this. It turned out that one of the machines here already had a network socket. I just needed to purchase a network interface card for the other machine. So we have our machines, we have our network devices, and we want to connect the whole lot together. Each machine must then be connected to a network switch using Category 5 cable, and this is fairly standard stuff and can be purchased from most computer dealers. However, if your main purpose for networking is to share your internet connection between all the machines in your home, then you will also need a network router. And many modern network routers have an integrated network switch, so you don't need to worry about buying a switch and a router separately. If you buy a router, the chances are that the switch will be integrated. If your broadband internet connectivity is delivered via asymmetric digital subscriber line, or ADSL, then you will need some kind of ADSL modem. And the good news is that some modern routers, as well as having an integrated network switch, also have an integrated ADSL modem. After doing plenty of reading and research, I decided to go for the Netgear DG814. This is a 4-port network switch, router, and integrated ADSL modem. So everything I needed in the one box. Now, it's my understanding that similar products are available for cable connections. And to my mind, a home gateway, as they are more commonly known, i.e. an integrated router, switch, and modem, is possibly one of the simplest solutions to getting your computers networked and giving them all access to the internet. The settings for many gateways are controlled using a web interface, so one simply punches in the IP address of the router and a web page appears, allowing you to specify the system settings. So let's do that now with the Netgear DG814. Okay, so I'm at the run dialog, so I'm going to put in http://, and then the IP address of my router, and this will vary from product to product, so you should check the documentation or with the supplier.
Desktop,
and, just pressing enter
there. Username, internet.
And straight away I'm being asked for a username and password. Now, there is a default username and password, and obviously you're advised to change the password as soon as you get the product home. So I've done that, and I'm just putting in the username and password.
Load done. 35 links, 4 on click, 6 frames, 6 tables, 5 headings. Loading page. Load done.
And as you can hear, the page is loaded, and there are a number of frames and tables and links. Now, the information in here seems to be fairly well organized. We have a number of frames, the final frame of which is the help frame. So I can bring up a list of the controls and elements on the page using Insert Tab. This is in Windows 4.5.
Links as top. Set up with it.
Okay, and Shift Tab to the radio button.
Links help. Radio button. Checked. Information selection. Frames are. Radio button. Checked. 2 of 6.
Okay, that's what we're interested in. Frames.
Frames as top.
Back
Nature,
to the list
one,
box
six.
With tab and press end.
Netgear help. 6 of 6.
And that's the final frame there. Netgear help. So I can press enter and it'll take me straight to that frame.
Netgear gateway Microsoft Internet Explorer. Netgear help frame.
And straight away I can read the help information.
Netgear help frame help the DGA 114 settings pages allow you to configure, upgrade and check the status of your Netgear DSL modem internet gateway.
Okay, that's a little bit fast, but you get the idea. The point being that there is help information at each step of this process, and it's my understanding that similar products have similar help available. Now, as far as the basic settings go, most of this information will be provided by your internet service provider, so you should speak to them when setting up your network router. They should be able to provide you with information about multiplexing methods, MTU size, login information, DNS information, and these details are all filled in your router configuration screens. Oh, encapsulation method, that's another one. Now, traditionally, some users have experienced problems when accessing the internet using a network router, and this is largely to do with which application protocols are supported, and the one which seems to cause the biggest headache is this UPnP, and this is a protocol that's required by MSN Instant Messenger and Windows Messenger, which allows you to transfer files and to voice chat and all that good stuff. So it is quite important that you check which protocols are available for your particular router. I know certainly the DG814 supports UPnP, and I have absolutely no problem transferring files using Instant Messenger or voice chatting. Another advantage to the Netgear router, or router, as you folks in the US like to say, was the ability to update the router firmware. This means that if Netgear decide to add features or support for new protocols in the future, I can simply go to the Netgear website, download the firmware, and install it, and all's well. Now, if you wish to provide services on your network which can be accessed by the outside world, you need to use what's called port forwarding. So, for example, if you wanted to run an FTP site or a shoutcast server and you wanted your friends to be able to connect remotely, then you need to specify in the router settings which port you wish to be forwarded and to which machine on your network traffic should be forwarded to. Another consideration when setting up your router is whether or not it should act as a dynamic host configuration protocol server. That's a mouthful. DHCP. Essentially, what this means is that if the server is acting as a DHCP server, then the IP addresses of each machine on your network will be assigned automatically. If not, then you will have to assign an IP address to each machine manually. To clarify, an IP address is a string of numbers which uniquely identifies your machine on a network, and certain ranges of IP addresses have been reserved for internal network use, and then there are IP addresses which are used publicly on the internet. If you have just one internet connection, then the chances are your IP will be determined by your ISP, your internet service provider, and within your network, you need to have a mechanism for determining IP addresses locally, and that's where DHCP comes in. Having your router act as a DHCP server means that when you switch on any of the machines on the network, the machine will get its IP address from the router. Whereas if you decide that you are not going to use your router as a DHCP server, then you will have to specify in Windows in the networking options of your Windows control panel what the IP for that machine should be. So if you're interested in the DG814, I understand that there is a review in the hardware review section of adslguide.org.uk, and for more general information about networking, I would recommend that you take a quick look in the Windows Help and possibly speak to your local computing dealer. Now, somebody who took networking to the next level is Mary Emerson, and Mary spoke to Main Menu about wireless networking.